We've spent a lot of time today looking forward to what the new legislative session might bring, so we thought now might be a good moment to pause and look backward. In this story from our archives, we travel back to the week in 1999 when the General Assembly opened for its regular session and Mike Huckabee was inaugurated as the governor of Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Dan Bennett was in Little Rock at the time, covering the 82nd General Assembly, and he began his report with some sounds of the state capitol as it prepared for work.
Now, please come to order. You want to take your seats, please, those that have assigned seats. In accordance with the provisions of Article 5, Section 11 of the Arkansas Constitution, and by the authority vested in me by the rules of the Arkansas House of Representatives, Article 5, Section 16A, I, Tim Massanelli, declare the House of Representatives of the 82nd General Assembly to be officially convened.
President
Hall!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Bob Johnson, do solemnly swear.
I, Bob Johnson, do solemnly swear.
I, Sharon Priest.
I, Sharon Priest.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Mark Pryor.
I, Mark Pryor.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
I, Michael Paul Rockefeller.
I, Mike Huckabee.
I, Mike Huckabee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
And the Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Governor.
Of the office of Governor.
For the State of Arkansas.
For the State of Arkansas.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
After 2 days of ceremony, pomp, and fanfare, the 82nd General Assembly of Arkansas is ready for business. 1999 will be historic for the Assembly in several ways. There are 57 new members in the House, and though the legislature remains heavily Democratic, Republicans have made significant gains in state government. The governor and lieutenant governor are both Republicans, and the number of House Republicans doubled since 1997, with Northwest Arkansas sending 7 GOP members to Little Rock. One of them is 36-year-old Jeff Buchanan of Bella Vista.
I've been one of those who have a tendency to be called very conservative, but I do believe that there's a place for government. And we need to make a government, we need a government that's friendly to its citizens, not a foe. You know, we need some that people respect and say, yes, the government says we need to move in this area or move out of this area, and that makes sense. So we have to bring some credibility, I guess, back to the system.
Buchanan and his GOP colleagues could block some legislation with the help of a couple of conservative Democratic votes, but for now, the word in Little Rock is cooperation. Governor Mike Huckabee pledged as much in his inaugural address to a joint session of the General Assembly on Tuesday.
But I want to reproach you today with a commitment that I may not agree with you on every issue, and I'm sure you won't agree with me on every one, but I will do my doggonest to treat you with the respect that you deserve by having been elected by the people of Arkansas to sit where you sit today. Sincerely pledging that I want to build a genuine relationship.
Huckabee outlined his agenda for the state in his 40-minute speech before the Assembly, calling for property tax reform, a bond issue to fund highway repairs, and more streamlined government, among many other goals. Senate President Pro Tem Jay Bradford says at least one of Huckabee's goals, establishing a performance-based budget system, will be welcomed by Assembly Democrats.
That's a new concept. It's basically sweeping the United States, and I think it's absolutely, if it's properly administered, it's a very good concept. And what it really basically says is, if you have a program, we're going to measure it. If it does not come up to the proper level of performance, it's going to disappear. And I think that's good business, and I surely support that.
The governor also called for more money for higher education, but Sue Madison, a Democrat from Fayetteville, says the governor isn't going far enough.
Well, I hear a lot from university people, and they are concerned about the university's funding and how it will fare this session. And I think they're somewhat pessimistic that there's not going to be any large increases. In fact, we had to sort of go against the governor's recommendation. The governor was recommending very low level of increases for higher education, and we in subcommittee have recommended, and it has been adopted, that more money. I mean, when the governor projects that state revenue is going to grow 5-6% each year of the biennium and was only going to give about 3% to higher ed, we felt like they should at least get what is the growth.
Regular sessions of the General Assembly usually last about 90 days, but many fear this session could run longer because of all the new faces in Little Rock. However, the pledges by the governor and the House and Senate leadership to cooperate and compromise could keep the 82nd General Assembly on schedule, if everyone can keep their promises. For Ozarks at Large, from Little Rock, I'm Dan Bennett.